Tex Baker. Tex Baker, TESSBAKER, 21770. Tex Baker is my 52-year-old woman who has been seeing us for some time. Patient had gastric bypass surgery and was found to be very low on B12 and subsequent pernicious anemia. That has been taken care of. Then she had low iron deficiency anemia. That was worked up. I'm glad to report her recent blood test showed excellent CBC with normal H&H, normal white count, normal thyroid, normal glucose, normal BUN and creatinine, and normal liver function test. When patient was seen yesterday, she was by Scott Mulder, our nurse practitioner. He was concerned about her pedal edema and asked her to come in today for evaluation. He also thought she may be seen, should be seen by a cardiologist, period. Patient recently was started on bioidentical hormones, testosterone every 3 days, lozenges, and estrogen, progesterone, cream on a daily basis. She tells me that hasn't really made a difference in her anxiety level, but it seems like it's causing the swelling to get worse. She weighs 153 pounds today. She used to weigh 145. She definitely may have a trace edema, but there's not as much swelling as she thinks there is. Her kidneys are working well. The echocardiogram today that was repeated from a year ago shows no evidence of congestive heart failure. She does have a slight fatty liver, but no other changes in her ultrasound findings. And she does, and her thyroid issues are well controlled, and her TSH, which was low before, is now back to normal, period. But she's still dealing with her anxiety, lack of hormonal or lack of sexual appetite, and her blood pressure is elevated when she gets very anxious, but at home she says it's always fine and has been fine here before as well. Medication, Rosarin, Prilosec, iron, B12, hormone, both lozenges, testosterone, cream, estrogen, progesterone, medical problems, anemia, vitamin D deficiency, iron deficiency, thyroid issues, surgery, hysterectomy, cholecystectomy, gastric bypass surgery. Patient works for a water department in Tarkington, TARKINGTON. She smokes a pack a day. She drinks very little. She is married. COVID immunization, none. Family history, no change. Allergy, none. Rag allergy. She's alert. She's awake. She weighs 153 pounds, 100%, 98.2, 1684, 160 over 93. Heart positive, swim positive, to lungs, fever, on her abdomen, soft TMs are clear. Skin shows no rash. Lower extremity shows trace of demonological non-focal. Assessment number one. As far as pedal edema is concerned, there's very little edema present. She does not have congestive heart failure, so I told her to hold off on seeing a cardiologist for now. I've told her to hold off on her bioidentical hormones because they could be causing patient symptoms of anemia from time to time. And I've asked her to take a Lasix 20 milligram on a PRN basis and avoid salt. Next number, her thyroid, which could be causing her anemia, looks great. Next number, there's no sign of lymphedema. Next number, there's no evidence of mass in the pelvis. This was check via ultrasound. Next number, she's got a lot of issues with anxiety. I put her on Wellbutrin, 150 SR, one a day for 7 days, then one BID. Next number, Lasix, 20 milligram, once a day as needed. Next number, take a potassium, or take a banana when she eats, or when she takes her Lasix, she knows that. Next number, continue with the testosterone, which is lozenges every 3 days. Next number, come back in 7 days. Next number, hold off on hormones for now. Next number is gastroesophageal reflux resolved. Next number is DJD stable. Next number is no anti-inflammatory since they can contain salt. Next number, she's not taking Lofina or any other anti-inflammatories at this time. Next number, her thyroid looks good on the ultrasound. Next number, her blood work was fantastic compared to previously where she started with H&H of 9 and 31. Yesterday, this was completely and totally negative or normal. Next number, there's no evidence of DVT or PVD noted in the upper and lower extremity. Next number is continue with B12 in face of gastric bypass. Next number, see me next week. Next number, we address the sexual appetite next week. For now, continue with the testosterone lozenges every 3 days, but hold off on the hormonal cream, bioidentical hormonal cream, till I see her next week. Next time, as we talked about diet, activity, and exercise to help her lose some weight. If any other changes or issues noted, she'll call me right away. Next one is hold off on a cardiology consult since I see no problem with her heart valve, EF, or any other issues in the peripheral or any peripheral vascular disease at this time. Thank you.